Curley, would you give the invocation, please?
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed on our community. We pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get to number one, I'd ask Councilman Shirley to please make an introduction.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to take an opportunity to introduce the new executive director of Carlsbad Main Street, Ashley Key. Ashley, would you stand up? And
we look forward to working with you. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So
we have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution 2020-35, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Austin.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you for allowing me to present these budget adjustments to you tonight. I'll wait for Nadine to find them. Or we'll get started. There's not too many. So the first adjustment is an increase of $500,000 to the general fund revenues. This amount is the amount that the county approved in its final budget for professional services agreement for the allocated costs of public safety and community services that county residents use as part of being around the city of Carlsbad. The city had published its final budget prior to the county finalizing this amount in their budget, and therefore we would like to increase our revenues by the $500,000. The second amendment is an increase of $43,000 to general fund revenues. This amount represents a portion of the revenues generated from the fire department RIM deployments, which is also known as their wildlife firefighting deployments. With these funds, the city would like to purchase a $43,000 four-seater UTV that will be used for future RIM deployment and for local emergencies as needed, and to offset department operating costs of $9,000 in addition to purchasing the UTV. And for your information, a total of $78,000 in revenues was received for the deployments, and the additional amount of $35,000 that you don't see in the budget adjustments today was applied to the labor for the RIM team while they were on deployments. The third adjustment is an increase of $30,000 to the general fund revenues for an insurance proceeds received from an accident involving a police department SUV. With this adjustment, there is also a related request to replace the unit and to upfit the unit at $68,000. The fourth request is for an additional $12,000 to be purchased from general fund money for a new CAD server for the police department. This server will accommodate additional storage and software upgrades that will assist the city in maintaining legal and regulatory requirements and provide our police department with the needed CAD upgrade. The final adjustment is a true-up between the Water and Sewer Fund and the Water and Sewer Fund Bond Debt Service Fund of $228,000. This transfer balances the bond payoff from the previous fiscal year and closes the Water and Sewer Bond Debt Service Fund. I would like to note that these adjustments were discussed with the Budget Committee Chairman, Councilor Rodriguez, and I'd also like to note that all of the adjustments presented to you tonight are ordinary and part of city regular business. Thank you.
Questions or comments for Ms. Austin?
I'll make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, July 2020. Again, Ms. Austin.
Thank you, Mayor. Being that you had an opportunity to review the financials in your packet tonight, I'll provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of July 2020, which is the first accounting period of fiscal year 21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $96.9 million. The city's revenues of $9.3 million are $1.4 million favorable to the $7.9 million budget and 2% above target. The city's labor costs of $5.4 million are $550,000 favorable to the $5.8 million budget and 1% below target. The city's operating costs of $2.9 million are $194,000 favorable to the $3.1 million budget and on target. The city's capital costs of $2.5 million are $1.1 million below the $3.7 million budget and 2% below target. Overall, the city has decreased cash balance $1.5 million from the previous fiscal year. And this will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments from Ms. Austin? Thank you, Ms. Austin.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2 and C3.
Yes, Mayor, members of the Council. C2 is a request to accept a grant with the New Mexico Department of Transportation in the amount of $20,000 for airport maintenance. The city match is $2,222. Item C3 is a request to approve an agreement with EMSRX to provide medical director services to the City of Carlsbad Police and Fire Departments. The state of New Mexico regulates and requires that a licensed physician to provide these services. The monthly fee is $2,000 per month. That's $1,200 for the fire department and $800 for the police department. This agreement will terminate on April 30th, 2021.
Questions or comments from the council?
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of acceptance of CARES Act funding subaward for a small business continuity grant from the Department of Finance and Administration for $1,151,798. Mr. Lowe.
Mayor, members of the council, the City of Carlsbad was recently notified by the New Mexico Department of Finance Authority for an award of $1.15 million to assist in the administration of a small business continuity grant under the CARES Act. DFA will disperse the CARES Act funds through a reimbursement process. The funding recipient will submit to that reimbursing agency the application and all required documentation. A qualifying small business is identified as one with 50 or fewer employees headquartered in New Mexico, annual revenues of $2 million or less, and the start date of their business was no later than March 1st, 2019. The grant period for this is March 1st, 2020 through December 30th, 2020. And we are asking for your consideration on this grant.
Questions or comments for Mr. Lowe?
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of business license application to conduct door-to-door solicitations for landscaping services by Planted Landscaping. Contact Hayden Hamilton. Ms. Ortiz.
Good evening. Before you is a request for a business license to conduct door-to-door solicitations by Planted Landscaping. Planted Landscaping is a new business in town. Therefore, they'd like to go door-to-door to go ahead and begin some business. A background check from the police department was acquired on August 25th, and they have made the recommendation to approve for door-to-door sales.
Questions for Ms. Ortiz? Yeah, counsel?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Ortiz, where are you from?
I'm actually from Las Cruces.
Is your business from Las Cruces? Where's it from? Where's the business from? Where are you?
I'm just presenting the item. Oh. I believe the applicant is here.
You're from
sorry, me. I thought I was like, are we going down that route? But Ms. Hamilton is here. If you'd like to go ahead and come on up and answer any questions.
Will you state your name for the record, please?
Hayden Hamilton.
Could I ask you, I've never heard of you before. What do you do?
Well, we actually just started on August 13th. Uh-huh. So we're brand new, but I'm born and raised here.
Yeah. Y'all, what do you do? I mean, you plant.
So we're going to do landscaping, lawn care. We'll do sod, rock design, anything that they need. Weed eating, trash hauling, it all.
That's cool. Yeah.
Further questions from the council?
I got one, Mayor.
Counselor?
What are the hours of your operation? I mean, you're going to go door to door for 4 hours, aren't they?
Yeah, so we're going to do it about 9 to 5, just normal business hours. We won't be going late or early.
Further questions?
Could I say one more thing, Mayor?
Counselor?
I don't like door-to-door things. I don't like anybody coming to my door. So I don't like door-to-door people coming around bothering me, you might say. So it's not that you're doing landscape stuff. I just don't like door-to-door solicitation. So that's just me. So.
Further questions? Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone in the audience?
Mayor, I'd like to move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walter Scheidt?
No.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No, not during the time of COVID.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number seven, consider approval of ordinance 2020-19, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to R2 Residential 2 District for an approximately 0.11 acre property located at 703 West Green Street. Applicant Jordan Anderson, A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-19. Excuse me. And we will now convene as a public hearing. Ms. Ortiz.
Before you is a request for a zone change from Commercial 2 to Residential 2 District for the property located at 703 West Green Street. Property to the east is zoned C1 Commercial 1 District, and the property to the south is zoned R1 Residential 1 District, with the properties to the north and west as C2 Commercial 2 District, as outlined probably in the map that's in the packet. This zone change would create a spot zone, however, it would bring the property into compliance since there is already a residence currently on the lot. On August 3rd, Planning and Zoning Commission considered this item and recommended approval with a vote of 4 in approval, none against, and 1 absent.
Okay. Question for Ms. Ortiz. Thank you, Ms. Ortiz. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance? If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-19.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheidt?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Motion passes. Number eight, consider approval of ordinance 2020-20, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to I Industrial District for an approximately 1.33 acre property located at 1120 South Canyon, applicant Clint Bennett. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-20. And we'll now convene as a public hearing, and again, Ms. Ortiz.
This request is for a zone change from commercial two district to an industrial district for the property at 1120 South Canyon Street. This is the Bobcat Auto. They're on the corner at the Y on Canyon and Canal. The north and east properties are currently zoned industrial, and the property to the south is zoned C2. Property is bordered to the west by the South Canyon Street corridor, so this property would not create a zone change. At the August 3rd Planning and Zoning Commission, they considered this item and recommended approval. 3 in favor, 1 against, and 1 absent.
Question for Ms. Ortiz. Thank you, Ms. Ortiz. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-20.
Mayor, since it doesn't create a spot zone, I'll make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheidt?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Motion passes. Number nine, consider approval of ordinance 2020-21, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 Residential 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District for an approximately 0.84 acre for property located at 1250 North Pate Street, applicant NK5 Investments, LLC. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-21. And we'll now convene as a public hearing. Ms. Ortiz again.
This is a request for zone change from Residential 2 District to Commercial 1 District for the property located at 1250 North Pate. Properties to the north and east are currently zoned R2 district, and the property to the west is zoned C2 commercial district. The property is bordered on the south by the US 285 West Pierce corridor. This zone change would present a spot zone. However, it will remain consistent with the current and surrounding uses. On August 3rd, the Planning and Zoning Commission, they considered this item and recommended approval with a vote of 4 in favor, none against, and 1 absent.
Question for Ms. Ortiz.
I've got a question.
Councilor?
Ms. Ortiz, are the buildings that occupy that space currently doctor's offices? Is that correct?
No, that is actually apartments.
Apartments.
They're actually apartments. To the west of that is the Holiday Inn Express in the C2 in the blue, and those are actually there at 1250. Those are apartments, as well as 2200 and 1300 behind are also apartments. So it'll remain consistent with the use around, but it will also allow for that front little area that is right along Pierce for them to go ahead and place food trucks if they wish. It'll allow for that dual use, but it'll remain consistent with what's already there.
But what's there right now has no plans to move or change?
No, they will remain apartments.
Further question for Ms. Ortiz? Thank you, Ms. Ortiz. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance? If not, we will now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-21.
May I move for approval?
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Motion passes. Number 10, consider approval of ordinance 2020-22, an ordinance rezoning part of RR Rural Residential District to C2 Commercial 2 District for an approximately 10.75-acre property located approximately at the intersection of Skyline Drive and U.S. 285, applicant Carlsbad Developers Incorporated, Trey Hughes, A, public hearing, and B, consider approval of ordinance 2020-22, and will now convene as a public hearing, and again, Ms. Ortiz.
Last one. This is a zone change from RR Rural Residential to Commercial 2 District, the intersection of Skyline and U.S. 285. It is the property that is highlighted in blue up on the map. The properties to the west and south are currently zoned RR Rural Residential. However, the property is bordered on the east by U.S. 285 Seven River Highway. The zone change will create a spot zone. On August 3rd, the Planning and Zoning Commission heard this item and approved it, recommended approval, with a vote for 4 in favor, none against, and 1 absent.
Questions for Ms. Ortiz? Thank you, Ms. Ortiz. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a City Council to consider approval of ordinance 2020-22.
Mayor, I make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
I abstain.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Motion passes. Number 11, Council Committee Reports. Does any councilor have updates on committees? Councilor?
I don't know how much of an update it is, but there is a court date to be heard, in court on September 17th, whether or not the census will actually terminate couple of weeks later, or they give us the month that we had before, but we're hoping for the additional month so we can get
good
more accurate count, but we have to see what the courts say.
Good. Thank you. Anyone else? If not, if there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll now move to number 12, adjourn, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
We adjourn. We go to dinner now.